Chapter 3. "Detective Miller, come to my office," said the voice on the other end of the phone. Detective Miller put the phone down and sighed. "Great. More trouble," he said, getting to his feet. "That's nothing new," he thought to himself. "There are always problems in this city. I've spent 30 years working here, trying to stop all the crime. I wish I could retire to some nice, quiet town in the countryside where nothing ever happens. But first, I need to see what the chief wants." He walked along the corridor of the police station and stopped in front of an office door. He knocked and went in. "Hello, sir. You wanted to see me?" he said, after entering the room. "Take a seat, Miller," said the chief, without looking up from his desk. Detective Miller sat down. He looked around at the untidy office while he waited. There were files and coffee mugs everywhere. It was only 9 in the morning, but the chief of police looked exhausted already. Miller felt sorry for his boss. It wasn't easy being a police officer here, especially not the head of police. This city was famous for only 2 things: its high crime rate and its football team. Miller hated both crime and football. Finally, the chief looked up at Miller. "There's been a murder," said the chief superintendent. Miller laughed. "Ha! And? There are several murders every week in this city." The chief frowned at him. "This murder is special. Last night, somebody shot Michael O'Reilly." "That is good news," said Miller. "He was from the Irish gang. He was a gangster. Gangsters are bad criminals. He was a horrible man. We've been trying to send him to prison for years, but everybody is too frightened of gangsters to talk about them." "I'm afraid it isn't good news," said the chief. "Yesterday, somebody murdered Harry Mancini from the Italian gang. 2 gangsters were murdered in 2 days. That is not good news." "Are you worried it is the beginning of a gang war?" said Miller. "I hope it isn't," said the chief. "But it might be, and I'm very worried. You're my best detective, so I want you to solve these murders as quickly as possible. It will be very difficult. There won't be any witnesses. People will not want to talk to you about the murders because they are frightened the gangs will hurt them." "I know," said Miller. "But maybe it's not a gang war. The Italians rule the north of the city, and the Irish rule the south. It has always been like that. There's never been any trouble between the 2 gangs before, because they stay on their side of the city. That's how they like it. Trouble is bad for business." "I hope you're right," said the chief. "The important thing is to solve these murders quickly. We don't want these murders appearing in the newspapers. Newspapers love murder stories. They will print scary stories to scare people because it will sell more papers." "Yes, sir," said Miller, and he got up. You can count on me to solve these murders. As Miller left the office, he thought to himself, well, this is it. This is going to be my last job. Murder! Gang wars! As soon as it is finished, I'm going to move to a police force as far away from this horrible place as possible. I'll find a little town where the worst crime is a stolen bicycle.